Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Now, it's June, a time we normally associate with having a lovely slice of a sponge cake with some summer fruits. And despite the weather outside, I'm going to embrace the summer feeling with a masterclass in how to make one. Is Anne-Marie Dunn, who's a lecturer in baking at the School of Culinary Arts at TU Dublin in Grange. Gorman, you're very, very welcome.
Good morning, Gerval. Good afternoon now.
We're going to channel we're going to channel a summer feeling, summer weather. So the first things first, when we talk about sponges, there are sponge cakes and then there are traditional sponges. But we're going to concentrate on the traditional one. It has fewer ingredients than the others,
yeah,
am I right?
Actually, you probably look at it and say, this is a nice, healthy option, but it is a sponge. So it's everything that you put on it and in it then change that whole direction of it being healthy. But basically, a traditional sponge is three ingredients. It's eggs, sugar and flour. And it's as simple as that. There's no fat, so it's a fatless product. So yeah. Until you start adding the fat.
Until you start. And is that the main difference then between sort of like a Victoria sponge or a lemon drizzle cake?
You're talking about a cake then, which is different. So that's where you're introducing your butter. So that once you introduce butter, then you change the whole dynamics and the whole texture and the whole makeup of
the calorie content.
Of the cake. Yeah, or of the sponge and of the calorie content. But also you change its keeping qualities, its eating qualities, it tastes different, it's heavier, it's denser. Where when we're looking at a traditional sponge, it is what it is. It's a sponge, it's very light, it's very airy, so it'll carry sort of your creams or your custards very, very well. The other beauty about it is because of its light open texture, it will actually hold syrups really well. So if you're using fresh summer fruits that the juices may come out of, it'll actually hold it without going soggy. Where if you use a cake that has a lot of butter in it, it'll actually go to mush. It'll go real mushy. So it does.
Anne-Marie, you're making this sound very, very easy because you're just going, oh, it's just egg, sugar and flour. But the handling of those can be unforgiving. So is it easy to make or how do you make it?
Do you know, you just have to abide by a few simple rules.
Which are?
So the important thing is to start with nice fresh eggs. So if you can get nice fresh free range eggs, but fresh eggs is the most important thing, and also at room temperature.
If you're so eggs, not cold, not out of the
not
fridge.
Not cold, not out of the fridge. A little trick is, because some people do keep their eggs in the fridge, and that's another controversial subject of conversation. But if you're taking your eggs out or you want to do something really quick, a little trick is just to pop your eggs into some warm water, and not boiling water, some warm water, and let them come up to room temperature while maybe you're getting your tins ready or you're prepping, you're weighing up your sugar or your flour or getting your mixer out, just to bring up the temperature. The next thing is to start off with grease-free equipment because that will help the aeration. So what you're going to do is you're going to aerate your eggs and your sugar. That's what gives you the volume to
whisking
a sponge.
Them.
So whisk them.
Yeah.
You're not going to do it by hand. So trying to do it with a hand balloon whisk, you'll have muscles on you like Mike Tyson by the end of it. So what you need to have is either a two-prong hand mixer or your standard stand mixer with your balloon whisk on it. And what you do then...
Yeah, that figure of eight thing.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So you need to whisk it up really light and airy till it gets to what we call full peak or full volume. So you get it turns nice and thick. It changes colour, goes really pale in colour. But we want to get it to a consistency that we call it soft peaks, that when you lift up your prongs of your whisk, it'll actually stand up in peaks or will make a figure eight. And that will hold sort of its shape on top. If it doesn't do that, then you need to continue whisking it for another little bit longer.
And you mentioned heat there. So your oven is obviously preheating.
Preheating. So about 175, 180 is the average temperature. Now you have to know your oven. So if you know you have a very fast fan oven, you might want to turn it back to maybe 160. So have that preheated. And the other important thing is to make sure that you have your tins ready. So
and you see, because you just mentioned earlier just about the eggs. Do the utensils or the baking tins need to be warm?
So what I would always do do is to make sure that your whisk and your bowl is grease-free, scald it out in some hot water. Mm. And that way it's also bringing up the temperature of the bowl. So I'll put my eggs in, my sugar into the warm bowl. That allows the eggs and sugar to whip up much quicker and also to hold the volume much better if it's warm. The ideal temperature of a proper sponge should be about 24 to 26 degrees, and that will hold the eggs at its best volume, so that when you add the flour in, then it will be stable enough to take the flour.
And again, this is kind of one of those moments where it can all
That's
go
That's where it all goes. So you can have
wrong.
This lovely aerated mix, and then you're adding in flour. Now, believe it or not, flour has the tiniest amount of fat in it. And that tiny amount of fat in flour will actually break down the protein of egg as you're folding it in. It also contains something called gluten. And as soon as we put flour in contact with any sort of a wet substance, that gluten, it's the protein that's in the flour, starts to be formed. And when that starts to form, this is where trouble begins.
So what do you use to fold it in then?
So it's a very, and it's important that, and I think this is where people make the mistake with a traditional sponge, is they tend to add in the flour using the whisk, using, you know, whisking it in, leaving it on the mixer and adding it in on the mixer. That will actually just make you a pancake batter, and you might as well just pour it onto the pan and just bake it off, because it will not retain its volume. So what you need to do, once you get that stage where it's nice and voluminous and you're ready and it's nice and thick, you sieve your flour in. And I also add a little bit of corn flour into my recipe. It's not a if you don't have corn flour, it's not a must. But what the corn flour does, it dilutes the protein of the flour. There's no gluten in corn flour. And it just softens down your plain flour a little bit further to prevent that gluten formation, and it gives you a softer eating texture. So when I sieve in my flour, I like to use a large slotted spoon, like a serving spoon, if you have a slotted one, because the sponge will actually break through with the flour really easy, and you want to fold it in very gently.
Very gently.
So as you're folding, you're turning. And it's only a small amount of flour. So turn your bowl, fold from the bottom of your bowl up and over, and don't beat it in. Just keep folding. As soon as you see no more flour, that's the time to stop. Now, as you're folding, you will feel the volume depleting. You'll feel the aeration going down. So you need to be very, very careful. Once the flour disappears,
so
then you get
tin,
it into the tins.
The
other
the
tip...
oven.
Yes. The other tip with your tins is to make sure that you grease them really well. There's no fat in this mixture, so it doesn't help with the releasing properties. A little cheat is to put a disc of paper in the base of your tin. But if your tin doesn't take to taking it, it might be a funny shape or it has a slant in it if it's flat tin. Grease it really well with margarine, not butter, because butter will burn. Grease it really well with margarine and give it a light dust of flour and sort of bang the excess flour out. That gives a nice coating, and that allows the sponge to come out much easier after baking.
So let's get to the bits that make it even more tasty. Adding, what do we add in?
So what I would normally add in is just vanilla essence, or if you want to use a little bit of vanilla sugar as part of your sugar, it gives that nice vanilla flavour. You could add a zest of a lemon or orange into it, and then it won't take any additional fruit into that type mix, because it's so light and airy, it actually doesn't have the capabilities to hold up fruit inside. So you put the fruit on after. So a nice summer flan, get your fresh raspberries, fresh strawberries. When I slice, I always slice my strawberries, put a little sprinkle of caster sugar on them. That draws out a natural syrup. Pour that onto your flan. That will rehydrate the sponge, because it will be dry, and it dries out very quick if you don't put a syrup in.
And is it worth just persisting with it? Because it can go wrong and people can give up because it didn't work out.
People give up because they make a pancake, first of all. It's all in the folding. And it's such a versatile recipe, because you can make a Swiss roll from it. You can make a flan sponge sandwich from it. You can make sponge drops from making your tiramisu. There's so many different things that can be made from three simple ingredients.
So stick with it and persist, Anne-Marie Dunn. You have a recipe. We're going to put it up on the website.
For summer fruit,
summer
flan.
Fruit sponge flan by Anne-Marie Dunn, TU Dublin. It sounds absolutely delicious. But thank you for joining us today. And I'm afraid that is all we have time for. You can listen back to all of the conversations from today's show on the RTE Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's show was produced by Eilish O'Shea. The series producer is Tessa Delahanty. Research was by Kieran O'Byrne, and Senan Cullinan was the broadcast coordinator, and Harry Booklis was on sound. That's all for us today. Stay tuned for Saturday with Colm Mungine.